This is episode 26.
Here we are.
Yes. Let's come up with a title for this episode right now. The what episode?
The beach ball episode.
Beach ball episode. Done. That was thinking.
I think that, you know, like when you're at the bleachers in a baseball game and then it's around the sixth inning and some people start getting bored, so they blow up a beach ball and start batting it around.
Yeah, I always wondered who carries a beach ball around with them.
Yeah,
like
some people think it's this holy, sacred, bleacher culture kind of thing to do it. I think it's absolutely obnoxious.
And have you ever gotten to hit it?
No, what I usually try to do is if you're on the upper deck, you bat it off the upper deck and down. Everyone will boo you, but you'll get rid of the beach ball.
Nice.
I saw one couple once who was like really focused on the game, and the beach ball came over to them. I grabbed it, and like as if they had rehearsed it, the wife just pulled out like her keys and just
and just popped
knifed
it.
The thing. Yeah.
Nice.
And then just doing shh, everyone was like boo, and they were totally fine with it because they wanted
to watch the game. Yeah, because you're not there to play beach. You go to the beach to play with beach balls.
Yeah, no. Granted, if in normal baseball cities, I'm sure the bleachers are where you go to get drunk and be rowdy. But baseball games are too expensive now. I can barely get tickets, let alone choose good seats.
Yeah.
So I have to be in the bleachers, but I'm still there, like with my binoculars and like looking at every pitch. I mean, like, oh, I should have thrown a curveball.
Yeah, I always found it interesting that when I was a kid, it seemed like I felt like baseball kind of took a turn for a lot of my friends. As I got older, they became like, well, you, for instance, you're like baseball for you is like it's an entity. So like, when you go to games, there's part stress involved as well, like where you're actually concerned. You think long term about how the whole season's going to go and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like when I was a kid, I would go to the baseball game because I just wanted to go to a baseball game. Like, I didn't care.
Right. As a kid, that was more how it was. You just went, you rooted for the team that day, and, you know, you didn't really think too hard about the whole, you followed the whole scene. You know.
Right.
But yeah, now the whole arc is, you know.
Yeah. And so when I was a kid, I always thought I would see adults go to games, and as a kid, it just looked like it was the place you went to drink beer.
Right.
You know, drink beer and eat hot dogs. And now, you know, the idea of going to a game and getting stinking drunk seems kind of pointless, because then you paid however much you paid for the ticket just to not see the game because you were too drunk on cheap beer.
Right, exactly. There's no room. That's why you go to minor league games now, because you can heckle all the young kids and they don't know how to take it as well. And you can actually like get into their head and make them cry.
Yeah, stress them out about life.
I noticed that their posters are up for Saw 4 now, is it?
Yeah.
I gotta think, that'd be, like, what, I'm just trying to imagine the process now with these movies. They must have some sort of, like, think tank that has to do with, like, coming up with really messed up ways for people to get killed.
Right, right.
Because they just, like, the poster's just a guy in some sort of weird, like, headlock trap.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what, they must be, I mean, I don't, how many ways can you come up with that, like, guy wakes up in a room, you know, and his finger is attached to a yo-yo, which is attached to a blender.
Yeah.
He has 30 seconds to make a martini. I don't know, like...
He has 30 seconds, you were saying, to make a martini.
Yeah, I don't know. Margarita.
Margarita. yeah, those... When Saw came out, I was like, I don't want to see it, because people were saying that it was really gruesome. I'm all for, like, movie violence, but if the point of it is just to be gross, then I don't quite see the point of especially spending money on
it. I don't particularly enjoy just the thrill of seeing, like, human destruction.
You know, just whatever. So, and then I ended up watching it, you know, on HBO or something, and it just wasn't bad. Like, it wasn't gross, but it was just a bad movie. It was just like, eh. But those movies appeal to this audience that none of us see but exists, which is like the teenage / early 20s. I'll see anything that involves violence or drinking or like whatever
plus
genre.
And also the high school kids who their whole evening is structured around getting dropped off at the movies.
Right.
Spending the whole night there. And then like that's their night. So they go to some, you know, crappy horror movie.
Right. So and then when they made the second one, I was like, OK, that makes sense, because the first one did pretty well money wise.
I think the third one was a comedy, right?
Well, the weird thing is, I heard that in the third one, they killed every single character, including the bad guys.
Oh.
So what I'm wondering is, why? Why make a fourth one?
I think they should just throw a comedy in there. I think that would be a fun sort of, like, sequel idea.
Yeah,
just to throw a wrench in there. Aren't they making a sequel to Elizabeth? Am I seeing these trailers
now? I saw that,
now?
Yeah.
That's
Elizabeth,
the first,
the Golden,
like,
Age.
It's like the first Oscar kind of caliber movie that had a sequel.
Right.
I mean, I'm probably wrong about that, but, like, it's just not that common.
Yeah. definitely.
And I wish there. I think the third one should be like a slapstick comedy, like a Naked Gun.
Right. Right.
And then they should go. The fourth one should be right back to serious again, just to kind of throw people off a little bit.
What if that's? What if what you just described is the mathematics for ultimate box office success?
Right.
Because you know you see a lot of movies that come out and the sequel people will be like, oh, not as good as the first movie.
Right.
But part of the reason for that is they try to make the sequels just like the first movie.
Right.
You know, so if the idea is to make a totally different movie, so it's like a slapstick or whatever, or if it initially was a slapstick, the second one's like really serious.
Right.
You know, with like with Dustin Hoffman and like not Dustin Hoffman, who's Anthony, the guy who played Hannibal Lecter.
Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah, Anthony Hopkins. You know, just put him into a comedy, but in the sequel, and he's very serious. And all of a sudden, people are like, you know, that was nothing like the first one. It was really good.
Yeah, it's a, how fresh and original. Yeah. And yeah, and like, you know, Schindler's List, next one is, you know.
Yeah. Well, you remember Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls, the sequel? Right. That one wasn't very funny.
No, right.
Yeah.
Though, but imagine the third one, it being like a just a dead serious like cop drama.
He's really, yeah.
Like, and he's like a really good cop.
Detective.
Yeah, like the whole thing. And you're just waiting the whole time. You're like, when's this? When's Jim Carrey?
Yeah. Man? The first scene, someone just shoots a dog right in the face. Right. It's like, dead dog. I'll solve this case. I was in the hospital last week.
Yeah, I heard that you broke your head.
Yep. Smashed my brain.
Yeah.
Yeah, I Twittered about it when I went to the hospital. I was in the ambulance. People got really
upset. Yeah, I think joked that it was like the web 2.0 of medical emergencies.
Yep.
Yeah, the first I heard of it was Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
The and then
headed. I think I said something like, "Oh, in an ambulance."
He said, in an ambulance. Don't worry.
Yeah.
But it's impossible not to worry if someone says I'm in an ambulance. Because an ambulance, you don't just take it. It's like a cab. You know, like it means that you need to be rushed like at high speeds to the hospital. Otherwise, something in your body will break.
Yeah.
And that experts at the body, doctors, need to fix what's inside you. Body experts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's just if you can nap, and it's never good. It's like, yeah, no worries. Just
no worries.
Taking the old
broken
ambulance.
Spine.
Yeah,
no biggie.
And then the next morning, there were Flickr pictures up that you had sent from your phone. And then there was a blog post the next day. And I was just like, what is this? Did this really happen? It's just.
Yeah, I guess I feel like at this point, you know, I've lived so much of my life takes place on the internet in weird ways that I figured I might as well go all the way, you know?
Yeah, I almost expected like at one point you to like make Garrett.tv or something like that, and suddenly you had like a camera strapped to your
just
your
me with your oxygen
head.
Mask on or something, you know?
Yeah, and it's just like your point of view and like as nurses are saying like, why aren't you leaving, Mr. Murray? You're fine, Mr. Murray.
Yeah, yeah. Your spine is not broken, which it wasn't.
Nope.
So that's good. But I didn't want to scare anybody, but at the same time, I do sort of like the idea of Twitter being the communicator, not just for the good times. But also for the bad times.
For the bad times in your life.
You know?
Yeah.
Whoops, broke my leg. You know, and just somebody just Twitters that. And then everybody goes, oh, and you get those little at replies like, at Garrett Murray, hope you feel better later.
Right.
You know, it's kind of like, it's a quick, cordial way to deal with people.
Yeah.
You know, I could have written, in hospital, spine broken, outside of body, head gushing blood. And then people would have written, at Garrett Murray, sounds bad.
Right.
You know, it's just very casual.
Yeah, nothing can be that, like, you know, just got divorced, thinking about killing myself, you know.
Yeah.
It would be
at
like,
Sean Morrison,
haha, good
things
joke,
will get better, you know.
Or that,
yeah.
You
know? You know, or yeah, just, you know, at Sean Morrison, ha, you know, just like that. And it makes life goes through this filter of being a lot better. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is a good way to work out your issues. I should just pour my heart out into it. Like,
exactly.
I'm looking at a bottle of glue, thinking about eating some.
Yeah, at Sean Morrison. Maybe you should.
You know, I'm thinking about drinking this bottle of Drano.
Mm-hmm.
Life
at
isn't
Sean
worth
Morrison,
it.
That might be painful.
Yeah, but go for it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's like
very, most people are very encouraging.
Yeah, it's very comfortable. You know, it's very casual. And what I also like about it is anonymous people will also read your things in the timeline. So not only did all my friends know I was in an ambulance, but random people who don't know me as well. You know, so that's good.
Yeah, and as long as the doctor isn't also on the Twitter list, you're like, this guy's screwed.
Yeah. at Garrett Murray, you will die tonight. But luckily I did not. After I got back from the hospital, I was fine. You know, I felt fine. I was really tired, so I slept and whatnot, but I was perfectly fine. I had no, like, you know, it's not like I had surgery or anything. I had like one tiny little mark on my arm after that, after the bandage came off from like where I had a needle poke or whatever. I was totally fine.
Right.
And then I went to a wedding the next night, and I was dressed up, and I totally felt fine. Everybody saw me, and like no one would have known. Obviously, I'd spent like the next past 24 hours at a hospital.
Right.
And then the day after that, I was, we have a fire escape on our building and an air conditioner in the front, in this front of our building that drips. And when it drips, it's really annoying to the people downstairs. It hits their windowsill. So it's like snap, snap, snap all the time. So we have like a little plastic funnel and a little tube that I put under there so that it collects the drips and pours it down the wall. Yeah, so it's really smooth.
That's nice of you.
Yeah. So
it's all very MacGyver of you.
Yeah, exactly. But it came off. It fell off during like the last rainstorm. So I was putting it back on, and I used duct tape to stick it to the side of the building. And as I was putting it on, I rubbed up against the duct tape on the inside, the soft part of the inside of my arm near my wrist.
Right.
And got duct tape goo all over my wrist.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh, I can't get this off. And I was trying alcohol and like all these weird chemicals. I couldn't get it off. And I was halfway through the workday. So I was like, oh, well, I'm just going to go back to work. And as I sat my wrist down on the desk, it stuck to the desk. And I was like, oh, I can't work like this. There's no way. So I tried to get it. I couldn't get it off. I was like, oh, I'll just cover it with a Band-Aid. A huge, huge Band-Aid.
Sure.
So I put a huge Band-Aid vertically on the inside of my wrist.
Right.
And then I forgot about it. And then I went out with short sleeves on, with what looked like suicide scar coverage on my arm.
Nice.
And I had just been in the hospital. And
I hope you just have one of those medical bracelets on.
I really wish I had.
So that it looked like you just got like out of like the psych ward or something.
Yeah. And I was thinking it was just interesting to see how people looked at me, because the people who didn't know, like random people on the street didn't know I had just been in the hospital. But people look at you really different when your head is shaved and you have a bandage over what looks like what must be suicide scars.
Right.
And the world just kind of became like a totally different place. You know, like when I went to a convenience store.
Okay, Garrett.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like in a convenience store, people were kind of like really soft with me, you know, and like when I ordered food somewhere, people were like, okay. You know, everybody would kind of like sneak looks at this bandage.
Oh, weird.
And I just realized that life, it's amazing how that one thing changes everyone's opinion of like how to treat you. Because at any time they were fearing I would just tear it off and like rip open these scars and like, I failed the first time. But, you know, it was so strange.
My new invention or wish or whatever is that I want my grocery store to start a dating service. And specifically, it's the natural food store that's near me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think they'd be perfectly positioned to start a dating service, because I think that more than any other place I am at any given time in my day, I think I fall in love more at the grocery store than anywhere else, you know?
Oh, just because there are other people there who are shopping.
It's not even grocery store. It's the health natural food store, specifically. You can't just go to any old grocery store.
Right.
For some reason, it's these healthy food stores that are just full of very attractive young women buying healthy food. And there's just something about that. It's a great, but you can't really parlay shopping into, you know, like it's very awkward. No one wants to be hit on when they're buying like avocados.
Right.
You know?
It's kind of a classic sitcom situation too. It's like trying to hit on a girl in a grocery store and then like bumping the oranges and they all roll off the thing.
Right.
Or, you know, she catches you buying butt paste or something.
Right. Which I buy up frequently, some people have this problem and whatever.
Yeah.
But it's,
One thing that's nice, though, about I do like the idea of the health food store tells you a lot more about people right away.
Well, I think there's that. There's that, cool. But it's something about you put organic somewhere anywhere on a label somewhere, and cute girls like swarm to it.
Yeah.
I just think it's something. I don't know what it is about like with like natural ingredients. That you can go to any other kind of store, you know, a normal grocery store, just full of really, you know, ugly people.
Yeah, large women.
If you will. Just, you know, old people, you know, like it's just like there's like, right down the street. There's a normal grocery store and it's just full of people. You get in there like, I got to leave right now. You just get what you want to get out. But this place, I like go there when I don't even need things.
Yeah, just hang out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that place also has really good sushi. So there's that side effect as well. So you can just kind of sit there and eat it and look at people as they come in.
Oh, yeah, I guess like a little people creepy. Stare. Yeah, yeah, leering is what they usually call it. Yeah, what the police call it. But I don't know. I just think that the grocery store had, you know, like knew this, that all the guys who go in there are, you know, like, you know, have these like, you know, 30-second crushes every time they walk into the store, that they could pair this up somehow with these, you know, and then maybe as you're checking out, you do speed dating or something.
Yeah, well, you got to think that, I mean, as men, you always assume that the women that you see have no interest whatsoever. Like, they're like, I don't want to be hit on, I don't want ever. But you've got to think that at least some of them are in the same boat, where they're like, man, you know, like, I go to this grocery store, there's a bunch of perfectly fine-looking men, and I wish one of them would talk to me.
Right.
So maybe there just needs to be, like, when you walk in, there's, like, kind of, like, almost like a triage-y kind of thing, where when you grab your basket, you either grab a blue one for, it's okay to hit on me, or a red one, which is, like, if you hit on me, I'll be really angry. And then, oh, you know, so you'd like, walk around and you'd see a girl with a blue one and be like, uh-huh.
So it's like, so that way the people, yeah, who don't want to be bothered. Definitely. I have a feeling you would end up with a lot of guys with blue baskets and a lot of red baskets. Yeah. But I don't know. I think there's something there. I think we could work with this.
Yeah, that's sort of like the idea of like when chat rooms were really big right. for a while there. And they'd be like, hey, let's have a sexy chat room with everybody. And then you go in there, it's like all men.
Sexy chat.
Yeah.
It's like, did you ever have a sexy chat?
No. But I'm saying like that's what it would be like. You know, because the way that the world works is that women don't want to be involved in those sorts of things on any level. So it's like the idea that you could create like, you know, like you see those commercials late at night for the party lines.
Right.
And it's
right.
like, talk to lots of sexy singles, men and women. If you and call that thing, I'm sure it's all dudes hanging on the party line going, hey, where's the lady?
Is there a woman on the phone?
Yeah. Are you a lady? Yeah. You know?
Well, I think that also, yeah, you can also, there might be something there with like what you, I try to do that with, see if what people buy indicates their,
right.
what they're going, you know, if someone comes and they buy like a bunch of fruits and vegetables and like a whole cart and a gallon of milk and like, you know, they're probably buying for two.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But then the other day I was walking and this lady had two cans of sardines.
Oh yeah, she's single.
I was like, she's single.
Yeah, there's no, definitely.
I don't even
she
know.
She may have a lot of cats as well.
Maybe a lot of cats, yeah. But I was just like, that's indicative of something.
Yeah. Anytime somebody, you know, gets a candy bar and a single bottle of juice, right. Like, okay, single.
Right. Yeah. And then I look at what I buy and I'm like, what kind of vibes am I giving off?
Yeah, well, you should stop buying diapers because that makes it look like you're a father or something.
I figure, but women love babies.
Yeah, but usually I think they assume that men don't. It's not like three men and a baby style where they assume that you're that a single, sexy bachelor with a kid
with
that
a
isn't
very
yours.
Cute infant yeah, fit. Yeah.
No, they usually assume you're, you know, dead end relationship with a woman who's just a horrible woman, and you're stuck raising the kid. Hey, a few people have emailed us over the past couple of months saying that they have trouble telling our voices apart.
Yeah, I've actually heard the same thing.
Which is kind of strange. I mean, obviously, for us, it's strange because we know our own voices. But.
Yeah, and I have a very soothing sort of, you know, bedtime story voice, and you have a very, you know, screechy sort
yeah,
of,
nails
you know,
on chalkboard.
Chalkboard voice,
yeah.
So I can tell them apart.
Right. So, well, I figured since we want everybody to be happy in the podcast, I went ahead and tried to solve this problem.
Oh.
Yeah, so I built a machine.
Oh, a machine.
Yeah, so I built this thing here. Let me just grab it. So, yeah, this machine I built it uses a system that will tell everyone whose voice it is after we talk.
Oh, that's handy.
Yeah, so it'll be easy for everyone to tell it apart. So you want to try it out?
Good idea. Yeah, why don't you, how does it work?
Well, it's got this, you know, like this lawnmower pole here. This gets it started, so just... All right, there we go.
Ooh. Oh wow, is it gonna be that loud the whole time? Or?
No, it'll get quieter. Hold on, it's got to warm up.
There's some serious fumes.
Yep. it'll come down.
I think we should.
Hold on, it'll clear.
My eyes are tearing.
It'll clear. That's getting better. There we go.
What is it fueled by?
It's petrol. You know.
Oh okay.
It's
God, it's. Oh, all right. I think it seems to be settling down a little bit.
All right. So you wanna give it a try? Let's test it out.
Let me just
type this again. Program this. Here we go. And here we go.
All right.
Hello.
Garrett.
Hi.
Sean.
Yeah. See, it works.
Garrett.
Yeah. Wow. Not bad.
Sean.
What did you build this thing out of?
Sean.
This old dishwasher that I had.
Garrett.
Cool.
Sean.
So anyway, I was...
Garrett. Garrett.
I was walking down...
Garrett.
Yeah, is that
Sean.
Gonna... is that gonna say it every
Sean.
Time... Every 2 seconds or what?
Garrett.
Oh, no, that was me.
Garrett.
No, that was Sean.
Garrett.
Yeah, see, it knows when
Sean.
I'm...
Sean.
There we go. See?
Garrett.
Okay, it's backwards now.
Sean.
Well, okay. Just everyone remember that it's exactly wrong,
Sean.
So...
No, scratch that. No, it's back.
Garrett.
Oh, okay. Good. Good.
Calvin Coolidge.
Wait, what the?
Sean.
How does it know what Calvin Coolidge even sounds like?
Percy Alley.
Okay, that is very clearly not right.
Sean.
I wish it was at least getting that part right, you know?
Home Depot.
Wait a bit.
JCPenney.
Did I program it with stores? I don't think that I did.
Garrett.
Okay.
Sean.
Oh, okay. It's...
I'm sad.
Did it just say...
Kill me.
Jesus, what is wrong with this thing?
I don't know.
Wait, why did it just stop?
It just killed itself. Sometimes in life, I feel like I just don't understand what's going on. Example being, I was just at the deli before I came over here, and... this is like every deli has these. They're usually hanging above the near where the cigarettes are up mm-hmm. above. They're those pills, those sexual enhancement pills,
right?
Like Invigoro Pro or like you know, it just like and all these weird like hearts on them usually,
yeah,
with rainbow colors and the pills are all weird cut like they're like blue or they're like those big capsules with tons of stuff inside
the
them,
little colored balls,
yeah. And it's just like, hey, what is in those things? I wouldn't trust whatever, and they always look like they were made like in the back of a van or something.
Right,
like,
right.
The labels are all like home printed,
yeah.
And like it's not like you know big companies are manufacturing these like you know products. You know, like I guess there's Viagra, which is
right,
a drug,
right.
But to me, I you know that's not even something unless you need it. Doesn't seem like something I'd be want to like mess around with, you know. Like I don't want like a 4-hour erection, you know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
So these, I just can't imagine anyone thinking, oh yeah, I need some herbal enhancement tonight. Let me get this, buy this pill from a deli.
Yeah, I've never understood why someone would buy it at a deli. Like why you'd be there, you know, picking up milk, maybe getting a cup of coffee, and
right.
then you go, oh, also give me an herbal erection enhancement.
Right. I mean, I guess if you're going to do that, get Viagra or something like that, but which just seems a little bit hardcore for someone who doesn't need the help.
Right, right.
Unless you do, I don't know, but it just seems like I wouldn't trust, you know, that's a pretty sacred, you know, area. You know,
yeah.
I wouldn't trust these weird pills to not screw something up. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah. There's also like there's one at the deli that I go to that says something along the lines of like take one pill, last all night. And then underneath that, it specifies that all night is 24 hours.
Oh, my God.
And that's scary.
Yeah.
You know, not to mention the fact that like unless you don't have a job. That's too long.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like you can't, how can you get on the subway, with your enhanced, pant situation and,
yeah.
you know, for 24 hours?
Yeah,
I mean, what
the
hell?
Yeah, that would be, I think it would be frustrating unless you're like constantly having like crazy orgies. You
right.
know,
that
and
seems
just
pretty
like...
unlikely. Someone who shops in a convenience store for enhancement is also an orgy person. More likely that they're probably sitting at home by themselves, you know, like
yeah, maybe that's what it is. Maybe people just kind of like buy it as a lark, you know, like
yeah.
oh, let me get some of these pills as a joke. And then I just don't, also there's no way they actually work.
Right. Because otherwise everyone would, you know, all these
just
would be like sold everywhere at real stores as well.
Would they though? Would you?
I don't know.
Well,
people are weird.
I don't know. I don't necessarily want like constant erection.
Well, no. I mean, I don't either. Well, the other thing that's kind of strange is I saw a guy the other night who was standing in line in front of me at the same convenience store, and he had they made him a sandwich. So he had a sandwich, and he had like you know a bottle of juice. He's a perfectly normal looking guy, and he's standing there, and he puts his sandwich on the thing, he puts his juice on the thing, and all of a sudden he just looks up and starts glancing at the big row of condoms that are
sure.
hung near the thing, and he's just looking at them, and he's kind of and he just takes one, looks at it, glances, like reading the back, and then he sets that down.
Uh-huh.
And I wondered if he was pretending initially that he didn't need them. It was a casual like, oh, maybe I'll just get condoms when I was here, because he was like embarrassed to buy them. Or
right.
was he truly buying a sandwich and juice, saw a condom that he thought looked interesting, and was like, oh, I'll go ahead and purchase
well,
this
it depends.
Well.
Did he buy normal condoms, or did he buy some sort of like, you know, like crazy ones, like with a vibrating ring on it or something like that.
Maximum Giganto. And when people try to impress other people, like, I'll take the biggest one you have.
I think bigger than Magnum.
Yeah. No, they were totally normal. He just like, he saw a box that he found attractive.
I'm going to call that he did not need a sandwich. He did not need chips, whatever he bought. He just, which is strange that people still feel the need to like, to fake it or to like make excuses for because he probably wasn't just like, oh yeah, I guess I'm out, you know, or you know,
why would you buy them in a deli? You know what I mean? Like, I also, part of me is the part of me who makes like smart monetary decisions.
Right.
So like the idea of being like, unless it was an emergency where you're like, oh crap, need a condom right now.
Right. That's the only time you would buy them in the deli.
Right. Otherwise you go to a regular store because it was probably like $8 for one condom. Right. So this guy's like, you know, why is he acting all casual? If it's an emergency, he should just be like, I need this. This is all I need. Throw the sandwich away.
Right.
You know, like, unless his girlfriend's really large and she was also like, and don't come back without a sandwich.
Yeah, bring me my stuff. I want condoms and a sandwich.
Episode 26.
I think we should have this singing episode where we would just sing
the entire episode. Hello.
Goodbye.
That's all we will say. Just over and over. The problem with singing is it requires you to think a lot faster because you not only have to think of what you're actually going to say, but you have to think of how to like sing it.
So, seltzer is the best beverage I've ever tasted.
Yeah, a lot of time it just involves saying things that you see in the room.
I'm just like, looking around.
We're in a computer.
I like to wear hats on my knees. Like, why
is that possible?
If you're sitting.
Oh, if you're sitting only. When I stand, they fall on the ground. Also, how come your singing is something more like hip-hop-y and my singing is Neil Diamond? It's just kind of
the
bizarre.
Fall on the ground. Yeah, I don't know.
Not good. Not good at all.
Yeah, I can. I noticed another fact about me is I can joke sing fine, but I can't actually sing.
Not real singing. Yeah, no. I'm always terrified that every now and then, especially when I'm at anything like web party related, people will be like, we should go to karaoke. And every time that comes up, I'm like, oh God, if this comes up, if I really have to do this, I'll lose it. And I know that by saying this, I'm probably damning myself.
Well, I would do karaoke if I was A, just smashed out of my mind.
Right.
And B, in a small room with friends.
Yeah. Okay, so not at a karaoke bar.
And it was just kind of gross. Music.
Just Counting Crows.
Yes, just
the whole time.
Crooning to some Adam Duritz.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That would be my...
Yeah. I think I would choose all period music.
Oh, like strings? Like swelling strings?
Yeah, I would just sing on top of like violins. I'd make up my own music, you know, just la 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 la. And I would sing, I would just la 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 to classical music.
I could see you scatting.
Scatting,
yeah. Just some jazz,
yeah.
Some is that jazz scatting?
Doesn't scatting mean like I always think of scat as being like. Is that not?
Yeah. Well, I think it's also slang for that whole fetish where you shit on people.
Yeah.
But
see,
it's also something. What they get? Mel Torme, doesn't he scat? Not the feces scat. But he like.
Oh, that's scatting.
Skidabadoo.
Yeah. That's not so bad actually. You might want to put together a scat record.
I was formerly a professional scat artist.
What is it? Scat artist.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Scat's good because you don't actually even need music. Like you just did that without music.
Boop, boop, boop,
you're kind of making your own music.
Yeah, if you could actually say scat in there.
Are you supposed to say the word scat over and over?
I think you're supposed to work it in now and again.
Yeah.
Scat-a-doo-doo-doo-doo.
In every line.
And if you change, I like to change octaves too.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Skiddly-doo-doo-doo.
Skiddly and scattily are the things you seem to say the most. I had a friend when I was a kid who used to use the sound effects. He would say the words that they were doing instead of making the sound effects.
Shoot, shoot.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like when you're a kid and you fire a gun, like even most people would just yell bang. Like we play cowboys or whatever, you just get bang, bang. Right. And this kid would go shoot, 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 and fly when he would fly an airplane. It was ludicrous. I think
what
he had mental
a loser.
Problems. Yeah. Drive.
Yeah, I always was very, I liked making the sound effects.
Yeah, well, that's part of being a kid, you know, it's just making sound effects.
Right.
Yeah, that's maybe saying it out loud doesn't really help.
Do an entire episode of just scatting and sound effects and then some little singing here and there. Yeah. We should just like a whole like 30 minutes of that crap.
That would be the episode that either turned the tide,
right,
for the positive or the negative.
Yeah, it would be a turning moment.
Yes, it would. In the meantime, episode 26 is still sponsored by Segment Publishing.
The lovely, lovely folks at SegmentPublishing.net.
They host still. I don't think they do anything else yet, but eventually I think they're going to make a Frisbee factory.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Which is pretty cool. Hopefully we'll get a free Frisbee out of that.
I would hope so.
But in the meantime, they'll just keep hosting your websites.
Fingers crossed. Yeah, you know.
Definitely. So, yeah, are you excited for episode 3 of Maniacal Rage TV?
I am. Yeah. It's coming soon.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. The Maniacal Rage TV thing has been a whole lot of fun. We're getting a lot of great feedback on that. And a reminder to everyone that if you want to send in questions or just feedback, you can now call us, which, again, is totally insane. I'm still a little creeped out by the fact that you can do this. And the number is 347-394-3025. I memorized it. Did you hear that?
Yeah, that was very good. You didn't read off the card or anything.
That was pretty sweet.
Yeah, and it's basically just a machine. You leave a message, and I am creepily listening in.
That's right. Yep. Yeah, so give us a call. Leave us some feedback or a question or something. Just give us a call so we feel the outside world. You know what I mean? Because we're pretty isolated. We sit most of the time just in this room.
Yeah, a little light blinks blue, and it means make new podcast. And yeah. We just record, and then
And then we just sleep sitting up.
Yep.
So thanks for tuning in, and yeah, give us a call. Goodbye.
Later.
Mochaccino, not frappuccino. Mochaccinos have chocolate in them. Wait, give me it.